Healthcare reform bill, as soon as they started talking about it, I read this letter from Charles Rangel, from the Office of Management and Budget, back to Charles Rangel, head of the Ways and Means Committee. And in that letter, it was very clear that the healthcare reform bill that they were proposing would be more deficit, more taxes, higher premiums. But even worse, it did contain a Trojan horse. It was clear, I didn't know that term. I heard it from Orrin Hatch, an experienced multi-term senator, by the way. What you could see is that over a four-year time, everybody was going to be moved into the public option. They would annihilate the private insurance market. And now they've passed this reform that basically will do that, but it's going to do it because we're frustrated, because our premiums are going up and up and up, and it's just failing. We don't know what to do. I'm here to tell you what we have to do. The states regulate healthcare. The states decide who sells insurance in the state. That's why we have the smallest state in the country. We have a state-sized monopoly market. Of course, with the smallest state in the country, we're going to have the most expensive health care. The numbers can't work. Our doctors get reimbursed 30% less than other states. The numbers cannot work. We, more than anyone, need to be part of a nationwide marketplace in health insurance. We need to get the states on the same sheet of music like we did with the Uniform Commercial Code. And when we do that, we will have one nationwide marketplace. Also, it was just reported that we are spending $50 billion a year on defensive medicine. $50 billion a year. And what did the Republicans, unfortunately, offer as a response to health care reform? Tort reform. You cannot do that from Washington. It must be done my way, through the states, because it's a state prerogative, as part of a uniform health code. Tort reform, using a workers' compensation model, because that's the tort reform we agreed upon for the workplace already, would save all that defensive medicine. Tort reform would save $50 billion a year in defensive medicine.